Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. We are continuing the Phoenix myth and just talking about what we can learn from it. So where we're at so far, the Phoenix has worked diligently into the night. We've gone into the darkest part of the night, right, where the destruction actually happens. We've gone through the latent period where we're not quite reborn and we're not quite where we were. A lot of us have been thrusted into this part of our life this year because we're not quite where we're going, and we might not even know where we're going, but we're certainly not where we were. This is the discomfortable period of like when you're growing and you're like kind of finding a new environment to plant yourself in. So you don't really fit in the life you had, but you don't really know where you're going. That's that latency period. And then we begin to open ourselves up to the emergence of new beauty, and we have to honor what's been. We cannot just leave it. We will end up living really dysfunctional and disconnected lives if we don't honor the best of what is. If we just pivot away from all that we ever were, we also pivot away from all of the wisdom and all of the lessons that we've gained up until now. And those things are massively beneficial because you didn't just appear here. You came through a whole entire story. You might have come through hell. And so there's parts of you that have made it through hell. Those are worth honoring. Those are worth keeping. There have been people around you, family, support, people who have had your back when it was the darkest. Those people are worth honoring. Your ancestors are worth honoring. In the Hindu faith, when the universe is being destroyed by the deity Shiva, one thing that's very interesting, the way that it renders that is so Shiva dances the whole entire, you know, universe into destruction. And as Shiva turns around, on Shiva's back is Brahma. And Brahma is the creator of the new universe. And so that's something that's interesting. You can see where this myth has worked its way so deep into all of our different cultures. So jumping back into the text here, the Phoenix represents a perspective so high, it's impossible for us to grasp it with the intellectual mind. A frequency that exists in a place where light, love, and truth all become the same thing. It's the embodiment of revival. And so remember, when we're going through these difficult times, the faith is that it's all going somewhere actually worth being. And while we may see destruction as inhumane and an affront to our existence, there's also a perspective that sees it as the ultimate act of love, a way of creating space for the evolution of something new and of greater beauty. Again, I think I said on the last podcast where we were talking about this that the toughest pill I've ever had to swallow was the acceptance that the destruction of things is the fundamental way in a world that is limited by time and space. It is the way that we create the space for what's new and what's beautiful to emerge. Energy finds itself as a variety of different forms as it transforms and transmutes throughout time. Through humanity, it's found form as the physical representation of love's eternal quest to evolve itself and understand itself deeper. We are the senses that it uses to do so. I think I added that. That wasn't part of the myth, but it's a perspective that I think is very interesting. Is that like, imagine that wisdom is ensuring that the highest good is going to emerge, and that us as people, as humans, as sentient creatures, we're the arms, we're the tools, right? In the New Testament, we're the body of Christ, right? We're the ones that are charged with being good stewards of creation. Whatever your belief system is, I just hope that it includes some part of you being a really good steward of the things that you're put in charge of. We all come into this world through our family lineage through something. We gain a plot of land and we're responsible for that plot of land. Now, some people, like back in older times, would really just inherit like farms and they would inherit agriculture and they were actually responsible for tilling that land, right? But we don't do that as much anymore. And so the things that we're responsible for now are what we cultivate. And so even though I've been to 57 different countries and I've lived in a ton of different states, so my plot of land is my listenership on here. It's my following on Instagram. It's the family that I keep up with. It's the friends that I try to reach out to and make sure that they know that they're supported. Like we don't all have that physical handover as land, of land. And so we don't necessarily see that we're responsible for something. Now, the problem is, if nobody's responsible for it, it's nobody's job to fix it. If we own it, then we have the opportunity to make it better, to be good stewards of it, to fix it. And so whatever it is that your belief system is, it would be super helpful if you could understand that there are parts of this world that are going to be better or they're going to be worse depending on the way in which you carry yourself, the way in which you steward the environment that you've been given, the gifts that you've been given. It all matters and it's all dependent on the work that you do. Whether or not you are creating a better place to be, you know, or you're creating hell. As humans, one of the ideas in my new book is the idea that we inherit a devastated kingdom. And so the work that we do makes it better or makes it way worse. When people like Hitler get in charge of the devastated kingdom, they make it way worse for everybody involved. Millions and millions of people suffer. And then every once in a while, we get these leaders that get in charge of the kingdom and they're benevolent and they do the work. They are self-sacrificing and they make it a better experience for everybody to live. Now, I would argue that we're all charged with that same responsibility and we're not all gonna, thank God, grow to the point where we can either kill or help millions of people. But there are some people and there is some land and there is some amount of creation that you've been charged with. The role that you can play in the unfolding of creation is orders of magnitude bigger than most of us imagine it is. And so one of the things that can be really helpful to adopt is the belief that everything matters, right? That every thought that you have, every action that you have, it's all sending energy forms out into the world in one way or another, right? Sometimes we see it, right? If you go out and you see someone on the street and you give them a dirty look, you can actually see the way that your energy is going to affect that person. And so just imagine that that's happening fundamentally at every single level of analysis in your life. Every single thing that you're doing is sending energy into the devastated kingdom, and it's either making it better or it's making it worse. It's a really big responsibility when you really meditate on the opportunity that's before you and the ripple effect that you could have in the world. But I would say that maybe there's nothing better worth thinking about with your time. That's been my experience anyway. Hope you guys have an amazing Monday. Hope you enjoyed the Phoenix Myth. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.